Jai Radha Madhava Punja Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Punja Bihari Gopi Chana Paula Pa Giri Pada Khari Gopi Chana Paula Pa Giri Pada Khari Yasoda Nandana Praja Chanaranjana Yasoda Nandana Praja Chanaranjana Chamuna Shiva Chamunathira Panashari Jaya Radha Madhava
Om Mokyan Timidandasya
ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाखाया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वापतन्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरौ श्रीयुतापदकमलम् श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपां साग्रजाताहं सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं ठं सजीवं साद्वैतं सवधूतं हरिजनासहितम् कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्रीराधा कृष्ण पदान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पथे गोपेशा गोपिका कांड राधा कांड नमोस्ते ते तप्त कांचना गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुधे देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वंश कल्पतरूभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां भावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे नमः ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्टाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी इति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशकारिणे I am very grateful. That you all came from so many places to gather at this community offering to Srila Prabhupada, Govardhan Eco Village. It has been a dream for a long, long time to see so many devotees coming here to share bhakti, the aspiration for pure devotional service with each other and with the whole world. I'm remembering in 1977, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, he performed his concluding pastime within this physical world, of returning to Krishna from his eternal home to Vrindavan, to his eternal home in Vrindavan. At the time I was 26 years old, and the majority of devotees who were disciples of Srila Prabhupada were even younger than that. And he was such a goal in our life to see, to serve, to please, that it was inconceivable to all of us. How could individually or collectively we continue? At that time, we truly had to take shelter of, surrender to the gifts that Srila Prabhupada had given us. Previous, practically what kept us going at all times was let us do something wonderful together, because Srila Prabhupada will soon come and he will see it, and we have the opportunity to make him happy, and if he is happy, Krishna will be happy. In separation, we have to find our guru within our own hearts. And to be sincere in that way, there's really no more facades of trying to pretend. It's always like that. But when there's physical proximity, sometimes we have this tendency. We want to do something that we're really not. But now all that was left was the gratitude and the intention to express our gratitude within our hearts by how we received his gift, how we share it with one another as a community, and how we share it with the world. Soon after that, my beloved godbrother Yadubar Prabhu, he released a wonderful film. It was the life story of Srila Prabhupada. It was entitled, Your Ever Well Wisher. Srila Prabhupada, in many ways, he was the leader of our whole society through his example, through his tireless traveling, through his monumental writing of books of Vaishnava literature, and also through his letters. And in each letter he would sign, Your Ever Well Wisher. Yadubar Prabhu, Vishakha Devi, by entitling this film Your Ever Well Wish, and really brought Srila Prabhupada to our hearts in such a special way. In this world, we have well-wishers. And we even try to be a well-wisher. But what does it mean to be an ever-well-wisher? Ever means forever. Eternal. Krishna is the ever well wisher for every soul. Bhoktaram yagya tapasam sarva loka maheshwaram suratam sarva bhutanam. There's so much conflict in this world because the nature of the false ego, it wants to exploit. Even in the name of being a well-wisher. The nature of the soul is to serve with love. Krishna, the Paramatma, the Supreme Soul, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, declares he is the ever-well-wishing friend of all living beings. The depth of this statement, your ever well wisher, was the life that Srila Prabhupada left. He sacrificed his everything to bring us closer to God. The Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells Nashato Vidyate Bhavo that those who know the truth understand that what is real has no end. And what is unreal has no real endurance. Tukalayam Ashashvatam. The basis of suffering in this world is everything is temporary. You cannot hold on to anything. Sometimes we think, I wish I could hold on to my youth. When I'm young, when I have strength, when I have people think I'm beautiful, all of these things that come with youth. You cannot hold on to youth. No one ever did. But you can't hold on to old age either. If we don't surrender to God's love, then our old age is going to become youth again. And our youth is going to be old age again. And dukalayam ashashvatam means in every situation of the temporariness, pleasures are the seed of suffering. And we're all seeking pleasure. So giving some physical and emotional relief and help is a well-wisher. But it culminates in death and rebirth and death and rebirth. And as far as in between, Does anybody know any time in our modern history, or even our ancient history, when there was not wars? There's always wars in this world. Based on greed, based on egoism, there's always exploitation, prejudice, violence, corruption, greed, lust, abuse. It is our dharma to do everything within our powers to make the quality of life more protective and better for people. But still, it's just a matter of time till it happens everywhere. From the highest planet of Brahmaloka down to the lowest of Patalaloka, these things are happening. Old age, disease, death. But Krishna says, one who comes to me never has to suffer these things again. The greatest need, which is also the seed to make the greatest service to humanity and all living beings on all levels, is to aspire to love God. With the philosophical information that every living entity is an eternal soul, that every living being is a part of God, that all of creation and all that exists is the sacred property of God. Our mother and our father is sharing all resources of everything with us. And when we forget that connection, Jivaraswarupoi Krishnetar Nityadas, to serve with love, to surrender to God's love, forgetfulness of that is the cause of all suffering. This morning I was walking with His Holiness Bhaktirasamrita Swami Maharaj, and we saw, it looked like an environmental advertisement, but it was actually a very deep philosophical truth. There was a vessel of water, and it said, "Water is our best friend." No one could live without water. In that sense, water is our best friend. Without water, we suffer, we get diseased, we die. Krishna tells in Gita, "I am the taste of water. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, ego, this is all my external energy." Parasya Shaktiya Vivadaiva Shruyate. Everything that exists is Krishna's energy. So on a very preliminary level, just by remembering Krishna's the taste of water, we remember Krishna. And if we remember with gratitude, Krishna, I'm the light of the sun and the moon. At every moment, Krishna is saving our life. To be grateful, to remember, we gradually become purified. And in the completely purified state, The same principle has another expression. When we taste the water or see the light of the sun or the moon, we remember Krishna in ecstatic love. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the role of a devotee, demonstrated the highest potential of bhakti. He would see water, not only remember Krishna, but remember the Yamuna River and remember Krishna's pastimes and go into the deepest state of spiritual trance in ecstatic love. Madmanapava madbhakto madhyashimdam namaskuru. To always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. Because Krishna is the source of everything that exists. This idea of eternity is what a devotee must be focused on. Even while dealing with the temporary situations of the world, we want to do it in harmony with what is eternal. Krishna consciousness means to be conscious in every situation with our eternal nature, to love and serve Krishna. Srila Prabhupada and our acharyas, they would describe what is a transcendentalist. It is someone who is aspiring for or who have realized what is beyond the temporary changes of this material existence. And there's two classifications of transcendentalists, impersonalist and personalist. One is seeking to go beyond all the dualities of material existence and enter into the state of Brahman. Transcendence beyond birth and death. Beyond suffering. And the Vaishnava philosophy is going deeper and beyond. Brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaneti sabkit. The Absolute Truth has these three features. The all-pervading Supreme Brahman, the Lord who is the witness and the friend within every heart, and Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The first created being of the universe, the father and the guru of all beings, was Lord Brahma. And he composed in his most cherished contribution of literature, Brahma Samhita, Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachit Ananda Vigra Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karana. Krishna's form, Krishna's name, Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's abode, Krishna's qualities, Krishna's love, compassion, Krishna's beauty is eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. All attractive is sometimes the way of defining Krishna's name. What is the power of that attraction? All of existence is based on this attraction. It's attraction between male, female of various species in various ways that everything takes birth. It's these gravitational attractions of the earth and the objects and the planets and the moon and the sun that keeps everything in its place and its orbits. The whole economy is attraction to wealth, with the idea that it will bring happiness. The whole idea of politics is attraction, sometimes to do good for people, or sometimes to exploit and gain power. Even a blade of grass is hungry for water. Everyone is eating. You cannot survive without eating something, consuming something. It's based on an attraction. We cannot survive without attraction. But we're given information at the time of the beginning of the universe, of creation. There's Mahavishnu. And all the universes are like little bubbles that come out of the pores of his body. By his inhalation, everything goes in, and by his exhalation, everything comes out. So from a gravitational perspective of mass, Mahavishnu is absolutely all attractive. If we just focus our attention to be attracted by Krishna, he's all attractive. And we read in Srimad Bhagavatam, even Mahavishnu, Karano Dakshaya Vishnu, is longing to see Krishna. They're the same person. But still, Achintya Veda Veda Tattva, this idea of one indifference. Everyone I'm seeing, and I can't see everybody, but I kind of see everybody. I'm seeing your bodies. I'm seeing certain expressions that may be in your mind. But according to the Upanishads, you are 1/10,000th the size of the tip of a single hair. That's the soul. Can anybody see that? And that's who all of you are. And you're seeing this old body here, but actually, you can't see me. But you can see the presence of the power of that infinitesimal spark of God. Why does it have such a power? Why does that soul in the form of an elephant could just rip trees out from their roots? Or create armies? Or become great scientists? Because we're part and parcel of Krishna. Nityo Nityanam Chaitanas Chaitanam.
Krishna is the one supreme soul, and all souls that are emanating from that one soul are forever subordinate, dependent upon the supreme soul. But what is that dependence? In forgetfulness of the beauty, the sweetness, and the love of the Supreme Lord, we're either distracted and entangled by karma, the actions and reactions of this world. When we philosophically study material life, it's very senseless. Because in order to achieve something, you have to produce so much karma. But all that karma is going to come back. To gain something, if we exploit directly or indirectly, inevitably we will become exploited. Sometimes we remember, usually we don't. But when we act, speak, and think in the service of the Lord for the pleasure of Krishna, neha bikramanasosti, because Krishna is eternal, that moment we are connecting with the eternal. In Krishna consciousness, when we are pleasing Krishna through devotional service, that moment we are connecting with eternity. Because Krishna is eternity. Janmadyashayataha, he's the source of everything that exists forever. To depend on Krishna, to surrender to Krishna, is the supreme, ultimate experience of beauty, sweetness, and love. Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. Such an inconceivable gift Lord Chaitanya has come to give to the world. God is great. But he's revealing freely to anyone who's willing to just accept the sweetest, most beautiful revelation of God, Vrindavan. Krishna's not just the supreme master. He's the supreme, most beautiful lover of all living beings. He's not just creating and destroying universes. He's playing his flute. He's dancing. He's playing. This gift that Srila Prabhupada gave us, the opportunity in this lifetime to aspire for the sweetest experience of eternal love for God, to be attracted by Krishna. That is why we recognize him as our ever-well-wisher. It has been said by devotees who spoke, myself, I'm an infinitesimal, tiny little soul who, from an intellectual, emotional, or physical level, very disqualified on every level. But somehow or other, by Srila Prabhupada and our beloved Acharya's mercy, is giving us a chance to serve. Giving us a chance to share what we have received. How can we claim any greatness for that? If anyone is speaking anything of appreciation, it's for the person who is allowing us to share his wealth. And actually, the gratitude goes to those who are willing to receive our efforts to serve. In bhakti, we are endlessly grateful for anyone who's willing to receive what we're trying to give on behalf of our gurus, whatever our positions may be. Govardhan Eco Village is built on one of Srila Prabhupada's dreams that a place of pilgrimage be created to remember Krishna. But actually, all of Srila Prabhupada's temples, all of Srila Prabhupada's projects, all of Srila Prabhupada's books, every one of those hundreds of millions that have been distributed, they all have this common purpose: to help remember the all-beautiful, all-merciful, all-loving Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, and to inspire people to keep the compass of their golden life focused on that eternal gift that Krishna has given by descending to this world. Madan Mohan Temple, when we see it, we're not just seeing carved stone. We're seeing the opportunity to remember the life and the lesson of Sanatana Goswami, who is the beloved devotee of Madan Mohan. How he lived on a simple hill. Sanatana Goswami went from the prime minister of an entire kingdom to becoming a beggar living in the forest of Vrindavan, just wearing some discarded cloth as a kopan, begging for some coarse wheat flour door to door, mixing it with some Yamuna river water, making a ball, putting it in a fire. And now this beautiful, ancient, 4,500-year-old deity of Madan Mohan comes to live with him. They're living together under a tree on the ground, with no roof, nothing. And whatever he's begging, he's offering. And we all know the story. Madan Mohan's, one day Krishna speaks. Sanatan, can you put some salt in the roti? And Srila Prabhupada tells a story. He becomes very emotional, almost crying. Srila Prabhupada speaks Sanatana Goswami's words, that my Lord, I'm sorry, this is all I have. Please accept it. And he accepted it. And by his own sweet will, a few years later, somebody came by and built this beautiful temple. And Sanatana Goswami, he was still living under trees. He put Krishna in the beautiful temple, and he was still out begging. It's the remembers of these leelas of the Lord and the loving relationship with devotees that we come here to share with one another. Last night, we visited our Govardhan Hill. And near Radha Kund, Shama Kund, there's a little shrine for Janava Devi. And just across is a little samadhi of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. And other shrines with paintings of the personality in them. But when we hear the stories and we remember these stories, such a richness of experience that we're given. Janava was the acharya of our sampradaya, the consort of Nityananda Prabhu, the six Goswamis, the associates of Lord Chaitanya that were still living, the next generation, they accepted her as their senior most leader. She walked from Kardaha on the bank of Ganga to Khetri Gram in Bangladesh, all the way to Vrindavan with a assembly of sincere devotees with her. And when she came to Vrindavan, she was welcomed by Jiva Goswami. And the first thing she asked, tell me, how is Raghunath Das Goswami? Jiva Goswami, he said, Raghunath Das Goswami lived with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Swarup Damodar Goswami Ramananda Rai for 16 years in Puri. Then they left this world. He came to Vrindavan. He was going to jump from Govardhan Hill, but Rupan Sanatan convinced him, please stay with us and let us hear and chant and share the glories of Lord Chaitanya's mercy with each other in the world. Rupa Goswami left. Sanatan Goswami left. Raghunath Bhatta Goswami left. Raghunath Das Goswami was in such a state of deep separation, of ecstatic spiritual love. He already was practically not eating. Now he's eating practically nothing of nothing. When Janava heard his condition, she immediately said, I am going there. She left Vrindavan without hardly any time to go specifically to pacify and give encouragement and blessings to Raghunath Das Goswami. And when she was approaching Sri Radha Kund, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, he told Raghunath Das Goswami, Janava's coming. And Raghunath Das Goswami, even though he couldn't walk, he was so weak, he somehow or other started going very fast, as much as he could, stumbling. And she was, they were both crying, coming to each other. And he fell at her feet, and she blessed him. Radha Gopinath Prabhu was talking about spiritual care. This is the basis of our sampradaya. Devotees really care. In this material world, Srila Prabhupada taught us by his example. That in every situation, we have to try to be representatives of Him by being ever well-wishers. For each other and for the world. Imagine taking that Jaladuta boat across oceans and continents. Without knowing a single soul. The person who sponsored Srila Prabhupada's trip didn't even really want him to come. He was just trying to satisfy his father. And that was it. He had no other connection. But such faith in the holy names of the Lord, such faith in the instruction of his spiritual master, and such ever well-wishing compassion upon people he never knew, he was willing to sacrifice everything. And as his influence gradually grew, his compassion and his expression of compassion and sacrifice grew along with it. Because he cared, ever well-wisher. How to show our gratitude to Krishna? By showing our gratitude for those who are giving us Krishna. And how to do that? Assisting Srila Prabhupada means helping him become an ever well-wisher for everyone. He is, but helping him to actually connect people's souls to the beauty and the sweetness of Vrindavan and Krishna's love. So, everything in Govardhan Eco Village is meant to help us to remember the Lord and the relationships with his devotees. When we go to holy places of Vrindavan, Puri, Navadvip, when we go to a temple in our hometown, when we go to a temple within our own homes, when we're chanting Krishna's names, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, this is our goal, to reciprocate with, through our gratitude and our service,
the ever well-wishing gifts that we have received. So let us not be distracted. The whole world is distractions. We must keep each other strong as possible to keep our aspiration and focus on what is eternal, what is real. Krishna. Devotion to Krishna. And the devotees of Krishna. Maya will give us every type of example, excuse, and justification to be like everyone else in this world, under the control of selfishness and egoism. Srila Prabhupada spoke that Maya means to forget Krishna. To forget Krishna through his energies, by not recognizing that everything belongs to Krishna and everyone is Krishna's child. Maya is so powerful. As we think we're making spiritual progress, we start to think ourselves superior to others. And what happens? In the name of spiritual progress, we're disconnected from Krishna. We need each other. The association of devotees is the very basic foundation of all our spiritual progress. That association gives us faith to perform our sadhana with the attitude that I am simply aspiring to be a representative of my ever-well-wisher, our ever-well-wisher. Time is so precious. In the last couple years, so many of our very senior, beloved leaders, devotees, have left this world. And so many more will. And eventually all will. Every moment is so precious. It's not a matter of being young or old. Prahlad Maharaj told his 5-year-old friends, every moment is so precious. Because we do not know when death will come, but we know it will come. And it's not based on fear of death. As we make spiritual progress, utilizing every moment is not because we know we're going to die soon. Utilizing every moment for the pleasure of the Lord is because we're so grateful to Krishna and so grateful to our gurus and so grateful to Srila Prabhupada and so grateful to each other as devotees and so grateful for any conditioned soul who's willing to allow us to serve our gurus so nicely by giving them Krishna.
Yes, bhakti is a life of gratitude. Bhakti is a festival of gratitude. Thank you very much. Shall we have kirtan? What's the time? 8:15. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. Swati Deve Kauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sundaradi Asvadyaki Satharine
singing, raise your arms very high. And let us chant with all our hearts very, very loudly, please. Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hari 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 Rama Hari Rama 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 Hari Hari Krishna Hari 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 Rama Hari Rama 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 Hari Hari
Patitanam bhavanibhyo vaishnavebhyo namo nama. Thank you very much. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna.